we like to shoot the three. So, you know, these kids get in the gym and they work on that. And, you know, Bailey Fleming, I thought, had a great night shooting. You know, Jessica Reeder hits the three consistently. You know, and then off the bench, Amaya Bankston had a great, great game shooting. And so, you know, we have a lot of weapons. And so I feel like, you know, if it would happen that somebody is off, that we could bring in somebody and they could find their shot. So that's what's good about having that depth.
I can just imagine, because I didn't see a lot of Abby Fountain for Ed Novinger, but I did see JC when they played Princeton last year for Schuyler County.
Yeah.
And that was a really good basketball team. But there's a lot of Class 1, even Class 3 girls that they're on good high school teams, but they're the best player, they're the second best player. And maybe the team goes 5-6 with really good players, and then you have a lot of bench players. When you get a player like that, and maybe they're the best player on a Class 1 team, when they get on a team like this, it has to be eye-opening to say, look at all the talents around
them. Yeah, oh, definitely. And we talk about that. You know, when you bring in girls that have been the best on their high school teams, and you know, all 14 of them come in, and they were, you know, the best or second best or, you know, a starter on their team, and now they have to figure out what their role is coming in, and they have things to learn. So there's some programs, you know, that in high school all they did is play zone defense. So they have to adapt to, you know, man-to-man concepts, and what we expect them to do, and in the pace of the game as well is a lot different than maybe a Class 1 basketball game. And so, you know, there's a lot of adjustments that take place, but, you know, I feel like this group of kids has continued to improve each day.